the Holy Spirit has wanted us to capture the reality of the spiritual things that are taking place. We've said in here many, many, many times where it's so dry. And even though the flesh fights it, and even though Satan fights it, even though sometimes it's monotonous and sometimes it's seemingly dry, I mean, but we're already in faith and we're already performing what it takes for revival to take place. So if we understand that, then it has a whole lot more value to what we're doing. And Gay does it by faith, and we follow her in our confessions in faith. But the Holy Spirit has wanted us to capture the reality of the spiritual things that are taking place. And if we do that, we're going to be able to continue to do that with a lot more intensity and a whole lot more resolve. Hallelujah. So James chapter 5, verse 16, the latter part of 16 is what I'm after, and then 17 and 18. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And you could actually put in there the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman or person availeth much. So he uses, he doesn't say, this is what I want us to note here, he doesn't say here, prayer availeth much. He says effectual, fervent prayer availeth much. In other words, he's using some adjectives to really tell us not only the importance of prayer, but really getting intense in our prayer, really getting focused in our prayer, really getting to a place where what we do, we're not wavering, or we're not letting our thoughts and especially our spirit to say real intent on what we want to receive from the Lord. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Now, it uses an example of effectual fervency. And we're going to look in the Old Testament for just a moment and look at that. The example that James is using here, he says Elias, and Elias is Elijah. Okay, so he uses the example of Elijah for effectual, fervent prayer. Effectual, fervent prayer. So Elijah was a man subject. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous one availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are. And you could put in there, passions mean similar affected, similarly affected in the Greek, meaning this, he was similarly affected by situations like as we are. And especially being not yet born again, nor having the Holy Spirit inside of him, he had the Holy Spirit come on him, but he definitely did not have this Holy Spirit inside of him. So we can definitely say that the example of effectual fervency that this man portrayed and yet had weaknesses in his life, we can definitely identify and say, yeah, he must have. And the Bible says Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. It's 3.5 years. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Okay, so now let's turn to 1 Kings and go to the 17th chapter. Verse 1 says, Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Now, did you see that? It says dew or rain. Can you imagine how dry things must have got? There wasn't even dew. Dew nor rain, but according to my words. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. And so we can go on and read the story there, how that God made the provision for him. But the Bible says that he gave this announcement to King Ahab, it's not going to rain. James says he prayed, and the Lord caused it to not rain nor dew for 3.5 years. Now let's look at 1 Kings 18, and we'll look down around verse 17, and we'll read on from there for just a little bit. And it came to pass that when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, "Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" And he answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all of Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table." And so Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I alone remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give unto us 2 bullocks, and let them choose 1 bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you out 1 bullock of yourself, and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given unto them, and they dressed it, and called upon the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he's pursuing, or he's on a journey, or peradventure he's sleeping and must be awakened. Now, this is amazing. Elijah is mocking them. He's mocking them. Your God, Baal, he's preoccupied. I believe, and I may be mistaken in this, that in the Hebrew that I've heard, that he actually suggests that maybe he's indisposed, like maybe he's using the toilet. You know, maybe your God's on the toilet right now. I don't know. That's how he was making fun. He was really making fun of them. And so he said, and they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. And there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the 12 stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, Fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trenches also with water. And it came to pass, as the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let it be known this day that thou art the God of Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things as thy word Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said unto his servant, Go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked, and he said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again. This happened seven times. And it came to pass as the seventh time that he said, Behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins, and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Okay, we'll stop there. The thing that we saw from the New Testament was, the word says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. And as I said, that means man or woman, availeth much. And then we went to the Old Testament example is that Elijah prophesied and prayed and said, Lord, don't let it rain. And it did not rain for 3.5 years. Now, the amazing thing about this is that it was not a congregational thing, and he did not have a lot of agreement with it. And the thing that I want us to see, one of the things I want us to see, is that one person made a difference. And so if one person makes a difference, how important that is for all of us to stay in unity and pray together. And to really, we can see throughout Old Testament history, Elijah, you know, he made a difference. He prayed and the heavens were, you know, they dried up. Moses saved a nation, just one man. Noah saved a whole entire, you know, just his walk with God alone, God used him to save all of humanity, the whole world. Jonah saved the whole city of Nineveh just because of his intercession. So that is vitally important to know. If we read on, which we won't because we're going to go ahead and confess, but right after this happened and Elijah did all this, Jezebel says, I'm going to kill you. And he runs off into the wilderness and has a nervous breakdown. Basically, I mean, oh God, this woman's going to kill me. And it's like, man, you just killed 450 prophets of Baal. You just called down fire from heaven. You just called the rain to come. And yet, what we see out of that is this: God uses people, even with faults, failures, emotional problems at times. He uses people if he can get somebody to stand in the gap. The other thing that I really noticed out of this is, it was God's will when he told Ahab, I can hear, or I hear the abundance of rain, or I got, rain is coming. He knew in his spirit right then that God was saying, for 3.5 years, you know, there has been famine because there's been no rain. Famine means no crops. Lack of rain means no crops. So that means famine. And so for 3.5 years, that had been, you know, all kinds of chaotic things in Israel. But now, and just like that, God says, it's over. You know, the curse is over because of what you guys did. You took away, you know, the prophets of Baal. And Elijah knew that it was over. And he knew that God was about to send the rain. And yet there was still, it wasn't like Elijah said, okay, it's coming. There was still a need to go pray. So we know that there's revival. Or we know that it's out there. We know that God has said, I want revival. But still, even though it's his will, we still have to pray. We still have to pray. If we can't just sit back and say, because God loves intercession. He wants us to stand in the gap. So there was intercession that was needed. The other thing too that the Lord impressed on my heart, and I've seen this for a number of years through this passage of Scripture, is when Elijah went to the top of Carmel and he sent his servant to go look. And I mean, there's a whole, you could preach that whole thing that it took persistence to start with. You know, he prayed, there was nothing. He sent him out several times. He finally gets to see a cloud the size of a man's hand. There was no clouds. I mean, no clouds. There was no promise of rain. But the main thing that I saw was the physical posture. I can't even do it. I got too much tummy. He put his head between his knees, and he got effectual fervent. In other words, the posture of his physical body the posture of his spirit was dictating what his body looked like. In other words, this man was intense on getting this done. He was so intense that he did not want any interruption. His spirit was like, I'm hearing God say, open this thing back up again. So I've got to get effectual and fervent, and I cannot be, I'm serious about this. I'm serious about this. That brings me to an understanding of what our Friday nights should continue to look like. Part of our Friday nights is family, and it's real good because we don't get hardly any time ever to fellowship. That's a good thing. And I'm not saying that we should come in here so serious, you know, that we're not able to communicate and enjoy each other and that kind of. But what I'm talking about is understanding what it takes to do something like this. Really, the tenor, if I can say it that way, the atmosphere or what we're trying to accomplish. This is not, and I'll go back and clarify. This is not really the best service to invite other people into. This is not the service that you want to invite, you know, friends and family, or if they need healing, we're not going to stand here. No, we're calling the lost. You know, we're praying that people get healed. Don't bring them in here. No, bring them in. That's what we're here for. And let anybody come that wants to come. That's not what I'm saying. And we've got kids, and we're always going to have kids, and kids are going to be camped out in the back, and that's wonderful. But what I'm saying is it's not a service to bring the community into. We've got a couple of services to do that, Wednesday night and Sunday morning. This is hopefully mature Christians that know how to posture themselves and confess with their mouth and confess with their heart. It's not bringing in a bunch of people that really, and God bless, I'm not running anybody down, and we really don't have that problem even here tonight. But what I'm saying is if you catch the understanding of it, more is not better. You don't just getting a whole bunch of people to confess doesn't produce anything. But if you get one person who gets fervent and intense, it's like something in your spirit. It's like, I don't have all the answers to it, but I know this. I know that you can pray, and we'll all get to the point where all of our prayers are answered, and they should be. But praying over your puppy or your Tweety bird that's in the cage and sick, a lot of times, God will answer. He wants to answer all those prayers, but a lot of times that they'll die, and people die too. But there's something inside of a born again human spirit that knows that it's not nearly as important that puppy makes it as it is that person needs to live in the hospital. So you'll get, there's something in inside you that wrenches down. And, of course, we don't save even the ones, we don't always have 100% success with the ones. But I'm telling you, there's something different when you get effectual, fervent. And so as we understand that, we understand what Friday nights are about. It's not about more people. It's about mature people getting together to speak the word with an intensity, not perfect people, but mature people. Not perfect, like everything's lined up. Elijah wasn't perfect, but he knew how to posture himself and say, I'm going to pray this thing through. I'm going to pray this thing through. And that's how we have to be. That's how we have to be. So as people come in and get saved and they hear the messages and they grow, actually Friday night's actually a graduation service. I mean, you actually, in the spirit, should graduate to Friday night, because the faith that it takes to really get something done, it takes a level of maturity. It's not just, you know, bringing people in here that've been to the church once or twice and, you know, they don't really even, what are we doing? You know, it's not like God doesn't hear them. The effectual fervency of them understanding what they're trying to accomplish is not just, it's not there yet. And so that it won't have the same effects. Does that make sense? Okay, hallelujah. I hope that helps, because I think what that will do for us in the future is understand that what we're in here for is, it doesn't matter how many of us is in here. We've gotten past that by the grace of God for years. But it also puts us in a position to say, okay, what are we trying to accomplish? I'd like to get, you know, we need to get, maybe we do need a campaign to get 25 more people in here. Listen, if somebody's not coming here on their own, don't drag them in here. Don't try to pull them in here, because they've got to have an understanding of the effectual fervency. Let the Holy Spirit in days ahead, you know, he'll pull them in. He'll pull them in. But this is all about having that intensity, you know, and I'm not talking about us not doing what we're doing in the back before service. That's great. Kids are here, whatever. But for the adults and for the ones that are old enough to understand, like some of these young ones coming up, we know what we're doing. Praise God. Amen. All right. Come on, Gay.
Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. We glorify you. We praise your holy name. You are not a man that you could lie. You have exalted your word above your name. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will never pass away. Therefore we say, your glory is present here at the Family Prayer Center. The sick are healed. The blind see. The deaf hear, the dumb speak, demoniacs are set free, the lame walk, the dead are raised, and the poor in spirit have the gospel preached to them. Thousands and thousands are born again every week here at the Family Prayer Center. While we are able to get along with each other, as our Father works revival in our midst. Okay, my mom and dad aren't here. So some of you come up front here. Obviously, they're loud. Come up front a little bit better. I mean, some of you, come on, Rose, you can come up here. And Robert, yeah. We have the kind of worship. It sounded like Pastor was the only one here. That takes us beyond the veil of the flesh. In order that we may worship. In spirit and in truth. We worship you, Father. Out of our new nature, we give you family worship as your sons and daughters. Father, here at the Family Prayer Center, those that come, see a people transformed to the nature of Christ. Father, we say, in the name of Jesus, that no person ever leaves the Family Prayer Center the same way they came. Every person that comes receives a touch from you, the Good Shepherd. Father, those that come who are beaten down, discouraged, worn out and tired, we will not leave that way. We will be encouraged, strong and mature. We will leave standing upright, our shoulders squared, our heads held high, going forth as a mighty army to take this planet for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father, your glory fills every service. Every person that comes drinks of your glory. We leave as earthen vessels filled with your glory, filled with your wisdom, filled with your love, filled with your grace, and anointed by your Spirit. We carry your presence with us. We carry revival around this world. Father, we declare, we preach your gospel. We never settle for man's gospel, only yours. It's the gospel that saves, the gospel that fills, the gospel that heals. And that's why we say, lost, be saved. Empty, be filled. Blind, see. Sick, be healed. Lame, walk. Deaf, hear. Dumb, speak. Maimed, be whole. Dead, live. In the name of Jesus. Father, that's your gospel. We settle for nothing less. We are going for the gold. We have what we say. And we say at every service, the lost are saved. People are filled with the Holy Ghost. The blind see. The lame walk. The deaf hear. The dumb speak. The maimed are made whole. And even the dead are raised. In the name of Jesus. More than 12 legions of angels have been loosed to prepare the way for revival. Angels have been dispatched to the four corners of the earth, intercepting and stopping every mission and every assignment of the enemy that would come against this revival. The assignments of all devils against the Family Prayer Center, the people of the Family Prayer Center, and the leadership of the Family Prayer Center. All those assignments are dismissed. In the name of Jesus, we declare those plans null and void. Devil, we have taken Immokalee from you. Jesus is Lord over Immokalee. The King of Kings has made a decree. We are speaking in his stead.
We are speaking in his stead.
Our King has declared.
Our King has declared.
This is the acceptable year of the Lord.
This is the acceptable year of the Lord.
Our King has decreed. Captives, you are free. Every person returns to their original inheritance, the born again trail. Father, you have restored our inheritance. And here at the Family Prayer Center, the inheritance is not just known about. We don't just teach about it. But it is received, manifested, and seen. We declare every captive to be free, every wheelchair emptied, every artificial help. They may need them when they come. They won't need them when they leave. We'll have them here as trophies. To the glory of Jesus, our healer.
To the glory of Jesus, our healer.
All manner of sickness.
All manner of sickness.
And all manner of diseases.
All manner of diseases.
Are healed.
Are healed.
First time.
First time.
Every time.
Every time.
All of them.
All of them.
No exceptions.
No exceptions.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You healed them all then.
You healed them all then.
You heal them all now.
You heal them all now.
That's what we say.
That's what we have.
In your name, Jesus.
In your name, Jesus.
Father,
Father, there are impartations
of your Spirit,
in this place.
We declare,
these are the most powerful,
the most anointed,
the most
life-changing,
the most
revival-producing
services in history.
Fresh anointings.
Fresh anointings,
fresh giftings,
fresh giftings.
Like never before.
Like never before.
Father,
Father,
it is you doing the works.
It is you doing the works.
Therefore,
all
things are possible.
All things are possible.
Soul,
soul,
my soul,
my soul,
I command you, believe this,
all
things are possible.
All things are possible.
Soul, my soul,
my soul,
I command you,
believe this.
Immokalee is in revival.
Immokalee
is in revival.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus. Every backslider
will come back to God,
and they will never leave again.
Now, Father,
in preparation.
I forgive every person,
their trespasses,
against me.
Father, forgive me,
all my trespasses.
I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
In order that my record in
heaven
be perfect.
Therefore, we say,
because of the blood,
what Jesus did for me.
According to my record in heaven,
I have never failed God.
I lay down my life
that the life of Christ
may be manifest in me.
I take no offense.
I give no offense.
And according to my record in heaven,
I never have.
Here at the Family Prayer Center,
the mind of Christ is delivered
to both the sheep and the shepherds.
It is delivered
with such simplicity
and with such clarity
that no one can misunderstand it.
Therefore, we say,
the people at the Family Prayer Center,
and especially me,
we all understand every word
that the pastors teach
here.
Every need is met.
Every need is met.
No matter how large.
No matter how large.
No matter how small.
No matter how small.
There are no cases too hard.
There are no cases There are no cases too late.
There are no cases too late.
Whatever they come for.
Whatever they have need of.
Whatever they seek from Jesus.
They get it.
All of them.
First time.
Every time.
No exceptions.
We declare.
Every captive free.
Free in spirit.
Free in soul.
Free in body.
All are delivered.
All are restored.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Father,
you are provider.
Angels have been dispatched
to gather in
all of the finances
and everything necessary
for this revival.
Therefore, we say,
there is no lack.
We operate from abundance.
We operate from surplus.
We have all,
and we abound
with many baskets left over.
We have such abundance.
We pay the way
for many to come
and many to go.
We send them out
on prosperous journeys for God
with abundance
in a manner fitting,
servants of the Lord.
Our financial granaries are full.
Because our King
has found stewards
that he can trust.
And I am one of them.
Father,
if you need anything,
come to my house first.
Whatever you have need of,
come to my house first.
I've been bought with a price.
My life is not my own.
I am a first class servant.
A son of the living God.
Lord,
I lay all my possessions
at your feet.
And I say again, Lord,
if you need anything I have,
it's yours.
I love you, Lord,
with all of my heart,
all of my soul,
all of my mind,
and all of my strength.
And the second commandment
is like unto the first.
I love my neighbor
as myself.
Jesus,
you are my Savior.
You are my Lord.
Whatever you ask,
that's what I do.
I am your servant.
I am your bondslave.
By my free will choice,
I serve you, Lord.
By serving these people
that you love so much
and that I love so much.
All that I have is yours, Lord.
My time is yours.
My body is yours.
My family is yours.
I own nothing.
I am your bondslave.
Use me as you will.
We say
concerning our corporate worship,
that our Father fills this house
full of his songs of worship,
in style
words and anointing,
and that we are filled
with all wisdom and judgment
concerning our corporate worship.
We say concerning
the camera media ministry,
that this body is filled
with all wisdom,
grace and money,
to complete this task,
to your glory, Lord Jesus.
Father, we declare
the roadways into Immokalee
are highways of God.
Angels,
watch over and protect
all those traveling
on Highway 29,
Highway 82,
Highway
846,
and Immokalee Road.
We call these highways
avenues to revival.
Father, we thank you,
that our country operates
under godly leadership.
And Father, we thank you
that no lives will be lost
on American soil
due to terrorist attack or war.
We say that the plans of the enemy
will be revealed
and ultimately averted.
Father,
continue to extend your mercy
over our country
for the sins that have been committed
and the innocent blood that has been shed.
Lord, we thank you
that by your Spirit
you have bound us together
as cords of three strands
that cannot easily be broken
according to your will
and good pleasure.
Therefore,
we lift up
the bloodstained banner
over this city,
written in blood.
On this banner
are these words:
Immokalee is in revival.
Immokalee is in revival.
Jesus is Lord over Immokalee.
Jesus is Lord over
Immokalee.
And where Jesus is Lord,
the Father's will is done.
Therefore, Father,
have your way.
Not just 30-fold,
not just 60-fold,
but 100-fold.
And again we say,
lost be saved.
Empty be filled.
Captives go free.
Blind see.
Deaf hear.
Dumb speak.
Lame walk.
Maimed be whole.
Dead live.
In the name of Jesus.
For thine is the kingdom.
Thine is the power.
Thine is the glory.
Forever and ever.
Your will be done in Immokalee.
Just as it is in heaven.
As in heaven.
So in the earth.
As in heaven.
So in Immokalee.
Immokalee is saved.
Immokalee is saved.
Hallelujah to your glory, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. And Lord, we just pray over all the names in the box. It's not out here, but that doesn't matter. Lord, we thank you that everyone that's listed there, all those old prayers have been being ministered to for years. We give you all the praise and glory. Lord, we think what we should do is go through there and just find all the ones that have been already completed and give you praise for. And that will do in this near future. Remind us, we pray, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you all for just being so loving, kind, amenable to come forward when Gay asked you to. That was really nice. Praise the Lord. So let's just pray and stay however long you'd like. Let's pray for Sister Vinny right now. I understand she went back into the hospital. It's still a sugar problem. Her sugar went down to it's not a high, it's a low. It's like 40, which is, that's real crazy. Yeah. So, Father, we just worship you right now. Lord, you're to ask you again. We don't ask for you to heal her. We know that she's already been healed. This is our prayer of agreement that by his stripes she was already healed. We set ourselves in the exact image of the Lord Jesus Christ. He bore in his body all of everyone that would ever come to him. Lord, he saw all of humanity, and God saw all of humanity in Christ that moment in time. And so I thank you and I praise you and I give you all of the glory. All of the glory that Vinny is healed. Father, I just pray for wisdom for her. Lord, whatever she needs to do medically to get her the diabetes that is attacking her body, whatever she needs to do physically to get that done. Lord, whatever wisdom that you would bring about in diet and wisdom that you bring about in medicine and regulation, that, Lord, that would come to a place of being regulated to a point to where that, Lord, then she can launch into greater places of healing. And then we praise you and we give you all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for doctors until we can take the next step and keep going, and for the healing power of the Lord. Amen. And God uses us, thank God, even in times where it's not his will. What about a testimony like Sunday? Wasn't that, or I gave it Wednesday night about God using me to pray for that guy that was just about to die. So that was wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't ever get mixed up, though. Don't ever, 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 ever get mixed up. God does not send you to the hospital sick so you can start ministering. Don't get that. But he will start ministering through you once you get there. And that is a wonderful feeling. So praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Love you guys. Thank you for coming. Praise the Lord. Amen.